All right, we got some sports to talk about and some stuff and some giveaways and some fun. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. What are the odds your Astros lost today, 9-8?
Percent 1,000.
Yeah.
Percent 1,000.
People were out there yelling at the TV like it was the World Series again.
Yeah. It's regular season baseball. People tend to forget that. But it was a... it was a good game, at least. I mean, you get down... First of all, they took a massive 1-0 lead, and then somehow they gave up 8 runs.
That happens.
In a single inning. It shouldn't happen, but it happens.
It does.
Doesn't happen often.
But they rallied.
Especially when the great Lance McCullers, the greatest pitcher in the history of the whole world, is on the mound. The guy who's supposed to win the Cy Young this year, according to Astro fan. And they rally all the way back. And then something called a Max Kepler takes Brad Peacock yod.
You know, the creepiest thing about all this, while we were watching the game a couple hours ago, when they were down 8-1, Trey goes, you know, the Astros are going to come back and tie this game, and then they're going to lose by one.
Jeez.
Rain Man said that?
Yes, he did. It's creepy.
He's a Juggalo Oracle.
Well, he said, I traveled to the future and I saw the score.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. Okay.
If he travels
now
to the future,
you respect him, huh?
A little bit.
If he tells me who's going to win the Kentucky Derby and who's going to finish second, third, and fourth in exact order, I will praise him to the ends of the world.
If he told you what to put down, would you do it?
I would do it just to see. And if I hit the superfecta, then I would split it with him.
Look at you.
If he gave it to me in exact order.
Look at you.
So
have you ever done that?
What?
Superfecta.
Yeah, I'll do it on some derbies if I feel really like I did it on the American Pharoah Derby because I felt like I had a free square on top. But I've done it a few times. Most of the time it's trifectas.
Okay. Because I know you play the pick threes where you can pick multiple horses from those races. But if you do the superfecta, you have to pick exactly one,
first,
two,
second,
three,
third,
four.
And fourth. But there are ways to play it where it's not, where you can use multiple horses.
Okay.
And and it's all detailed in Acing Racing. There's a pyramid strategy is what I call it, where you start with one horse on top, and then you use more in second, more in third, and a whole bunch in fourth. And if I feel like I've got...
I've heard of those pyramid scams.
No, it's not a scam. It's a strategy. This is not like a pyramid scandal.
When you gave me this pitch.
No, a pyramid scam would be, hey, AJ, give me 50 bucks for this. John, give me 50 bucks for this. And then I collect like 600 bucks from people to bet with, and I only bet 120 and keep the rest. And then if I win, I keep all, and I know dudes who do that, and that's the scummiest thing in the world. That's why I don't partner up with anybody unless I know them. But I knew a guy used to do that, and he would just collect all his money from people, and then he'd tell them, okay, this is what we bet. And, you know, basically he would bet like a sixth of whatever he got. He wouldn't tell anybody how much they collected and how much they had to play.
So what happens if they won? Like, how did
if they won, he'd split up whatever they won off the $120 bet, and he'd keep his share. And so he was already up like 500 or 600 bucks just from doing this. And
okay.
It was a pretty scuzzy thing, and people trusted him because he was a pretty well-known guy.
I don't like that.
No. It's why if we split a bet together, you're there and we're putting the tickets together, and you're seeing what we're spending, and everybody keeps track of money. I never do that because that's why people all the time say, hey, can I just give you $100 a bet for me? No. Like if I'm betting $180 on the ticket, you can buy a share of it, and here's the ticket. Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it. But I'm real sensitive about that. I don't know how we got on that.
Dude, I don't know.
I did something today. Last night I was kind of at a crossroads. I'm finally off some medication, so I feel a hell of a lot better today. And, well, one of them was I'm finally off the smoking medication, right?
Okay.
And everybody kept telling me I would have weird dreams. And I always have weird dreams, so I didn't think about it. But last night, I had like two of the strangest dreams, like out of nowhere dreams. And I don't even know what to think of them. One of them, I was Air Bud's agent. And I owned Buddy the dog.
Okay.
And I was trying to pitch the,
This is already.
I know. It's going to get weirder. It's going to get weirder. I was trying to pitch them on a movie where Air Bud would, you know, first he plays poker with his dog friends from the playing poker with dogs thing.
Right.
And so the family needs money. So he goes to play in the World Series of Poker and he wins. And then
saying a dog wins the World Series of poker.
Well, and don't get mad at me for the name. This was the dream name. I would not have come up with this, but the name of the movie in the pitch was K-9 Offsuit. It was gonna be Air Bud K-9 Offsuit. Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know where the hell it came from, but it was vivid as hell,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, I'm sitting there and like Bud's licking me on the face and stuff, and I'm like, what the hell? And that one took me, most of the time I know a dream right off the bat, so
right.
I know I can wake up anytime I want. And that one I couldn't, and I'm just sitting there going, eh. And I had another really strange one where...
You just enjoyed Bud licking your face?
No, I didn't. And I thought, well, maybe that's Derby licking my face. No, that was just the dream.
It wasn't your wife?
No. Get within 10 feet of me. Right,
let me write this down so I can pitch it to Hollywood.
Yeah, here we go. A dog wins a World Series of Poker... K-9 Offsuit, because he wins it, of course.
Give me a second, hold on.
Yeah, that gives away the hand.
That's his final hand.
Yeah, but the other one was like, he's just ridiculously strange,
and
too.
Would the sequel be K-9 Suited? And now he's wealthy because he won the World Series, so he's wearing a suit?
Yeah, possibly.
And then he's...
But, you know, it could be a whole series of Air Bud. Of course, he's dead now. Which is also kind of weird.
Oh, that does throw a wrench in your plans.
We could get a stand-in. Nobody's going to know. But the studio didn't like it because they didn't think little kids would want to watch poker. Even though he's saving the family, which is what dogs are supposed to do, right?
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, like, kids don't care about poker.
The other one, I had a dream that I had an older daughter. And she looked just like this woman I used to date. Except I dated the woman after Katie was born. So I was trying to figure out how she was my older daughter. But her name was Catherine, too, with a C. And so, like, I was introducing her to everybody. And it was just, that was completely bizarre because that one felt real as hell, too. It's like, wait a minute, I don't have an older daughter. She's like 22, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And.
Is she hot?
She kind of looked like the woman I was dating. So, no.
Okay.
Cute.
All right.
Attractive, but not hot.
Okay.
Yeah, but. So I'm like going, okay, probably a good thing that I'm getting off this stuff. Because I almost, when I woke up there, I'm almost like, holy bleep, how much more child support do I have to pay? That was my first thought on that one. But now I did.
That one should be paid off.
Yeah, she should be, theoretically.
22.
Yeah, but now she's just going to want money for college.
Right.
But
22, she should be out of college.
Yeah, I mean. You know, if she were smart, she took after her dad instead of her mom. But, yeah. Assuming that was her mom, but they sure looked a lot alike. But no, I made a decision last night, and we'll get to the Why the Odds stuff in a second, because I'm kind of like, I've really been, because of some of this medication, I just can't lose weight no matter how much I'm working out, no matter how much I'm doing anything. And so I reached a point last night where it's like, okay, I'm either just saying to hell with this, going full on Jabba the Hutt and dying within 2 years and just say, screw it. I'm going to eat pizza and beer and I'm not going to care.
Yeah.
Or... I'm going to get freaky serious about this starting tomorrow. So I did 2.5 hours in the gym today right before the show. So I am pumped.
Good for you.
Now, tomorrow, I'm probably... I'm the opposite.
I did 3.5 hours at the gym today.
And you're dragging?
I'm so tired.
But you were probably having people punch you in the face. I was just lifting weights and doing some cardio and stuff like that.
I was walking around here today looking for a room to take a nap in. Well, I think what we really need, and we've redesigned this whole building, we don't have a meditation room.
Okay.
Which is something I feel would be beneficial for us.
Well, we could fire somebody and take over their office. Of course, if we do that, John probably gets an office next.
I mean...
Although it's kind of good having him out here with everybody.
We've got that room that I do prep in. we could just move this couch into that room.
Yeah. Is it bigger? Is that room big enough?
No, not really. But yeah. I mean, I could squeeze it in there. It wouldn't look good, but
sure,
who cares?
Yeah, we could just get like a small love seat type couch in there.
Meditation's not about outward appearance.
You want a nap room is what you want.
Yeah.
John, what am I, a child? Yes. I want a place to meditate before the show. Nap. Come on, dude.
Call it a nap room.
I'm an adult. I don't take naps.
Nap's fine.
No, I need to meditate. Hard. Hard meditation.
Roy said you both just describe rounders too. So, yeah, there's some rounders to it. Look, it's a dream, okay? It's not an actual pitch that I put together. In no way, shape, or form am I Buddy's agent, nor do I own Buddy.
Right.
It just sure felt real. And Mark says, imagine after those hits, Air Bud, the E-True Hollywood Story, where they talk about his coke and alcohol problems. Yeah. That spiral. Oh, did you watch the Andre the Giant thing?
I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, geez, man.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. First thing this morning while I was doing show prep, I just knew you would watch it last night.
I thought about watching it, but my wife, when I got home, my wife had rented a movie, and we watched that instead.
This is all that you've been talking about for
I know,
a month.
And I was super stoked about it. And then I was like, it's okay. I'll just stay up after the movie and watch Andre the Giant. But I was so tired that I had to go to bed. And now I'm still tired. I can't catch up on sleep.
I see.
I've got, I think I've got cancer.
That's how Andre got at the end.
Yeah.
He was tired all the time and in pain. How's your back feel?
It hurts.
Okay.
But it could possibly hurt because I was just trying to meditate on the floor of my prep room before the show.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back, we'll grab some phone calls. Anything you want to get to. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, guys, I want to tell you about Carbach and what they've got going on at the brewery. A bunch of new brews on tap, including the Weekday Warrior Session IPA, which we had in here the other day, the Blood Orange Rattler, the Tasty Wave Summer Ale, and the Mango Hop Delusion. That and so much more is on tap out at their restaurant. The restaurant's out of this world if you haven't been there. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. The food, we're not talking about bar food. I'm talking world-class cuisine paired perfectly with a nice cold Carbach brew. They've got Beer Garden Bingo every Monday night at 6. They've got the Love Street Blues every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. No charge to listen to the music. Just go buy your own beers and listen to some free music out there. And that's tonight at 6 o'clock. And coming up on May 20th, the second annual Love Street Music Fest. This year's lineup, Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates. Tickets are $30. This year's festival's got a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, and more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? I kind of agree with the texture here, A.J.
Okay.
Didn't A.J. just have an I Control the TV rant yesterday? Didn't watch Andre because the
it's
because
it's a movie
else?
That I wanted to watch.
Yeah, well, okay.
I mean, I just didn't, and I didn't even. I honestly, when I got home, I was like, "Oh, she said she wanted to watch Darkest Hour."
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I thought it was good.
I thought Gary Oldman was fantastic.
Oh, he's very good. Yeah,
yeah, that was just he was amazing in that.
So we're watching that, and about an hour and a half in, I'm like, "Oh, I forgot that Andre the Giant thing was on tonight."
Well, I'm not going to pretend like I remembered it. I just got up this morning, and it's like, oh, you know what? I need to watch that because AJ will have watched it last night, and I'll catch endless grief if I don't.
Well,
Jong, did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, shame bell for both.
No
of you,
grief
then.
On you guys today. Yeah. I wasn't gonna grief
shame.
Anyone. It wasn't in the plan
because you didn't watch it. If you watched it and I hadn't, I'd be taking immeasurable grief.
Well, that's a different story. That's a different conversation.
Well, I think you'll like it. I mean, we know the story. I thought It was
he died. What?
Yeah, he dies in the end. That's a spoiler. But I thought it did a. It was really good talking about his upbringing, and I thought they could have done more talking to guys like Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal about him in Princess Bride, because they were fantastic talking about him. And it was also kind of when he's starting to fall apart a little bit. And so I thought that was fascinating. I thought it was too much Hulk Hogan. I mean, it was almost as much about Hulk Hogan as it was Andre. Mm. And I've seen the Hulk Hogan story.
Right.
So I think it was good. I think you'll like it. I think it could have been a lot better. And that's not to say it's not worth watching.
Okay. Well, I'll watch it. Who am I kidding? Yes. Welcome back. Really? Thank you, Andrew.
Really? You're going to do this every day now? You're going to send the interns?
It's not every day. It's like once a week.
This is like second time this week, at least.
No, it's not.
I think it is. You might want to check your credit card receipts. So, all right. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's try Andrew. Hear what he has to say. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Just kind of want to torque Fred here, but what are the odds the Rockets are going to need another asterisk by their championship this year when everybody's hurt?
He said that was directed at
you. Well, yeah. No, 0%.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
The whole idea of the asterisks, guys, They don't exist. Everybody talked about putting it on Roger Maris, right? That's the only time. And that was because they were trying so hard to... You know, it's the same thing as the Jordan thing. They were trying so hard to protect the legacy of Babe Ruth. God forbid somebody break Babe Ruth's record. God forbid somebody other than the great Michael Jordan wins something. You know what? If Steph Curry's hurt and beat up and they beat a Warriors team without Steph Curry, who gives a flying...
Yeah.
Flying dog.
Yeah.
Like Air Bud. I don't. And, you know, sorry. Think the Spurs are going to throw back the... They had a couple titles where things kind of fell their way. You think they're throwing those back?
No, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Nobody talks about it. Now, I don't like that Mbamute got hurt last night.
No, in a completely meaningless game.
Yeah, but the problem is there's only so many guys you can rest.
Right. He's a guy that you play more because you're resting Paul and Harden and Capella.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still unfortunate. And he's going to miss the first round of the playoffs and maybe more. So that's it's a bit of a bummer.
I can speak to the dislocated shoulder thing. It ain't fun. And I had that and this is like the second time this year, I guess. I must have dislocated mine 15 times before I finally got it operated on.
Really?
And then it finally, and it was getting really bad at the end. I remember playing a basketball game and basically with one arm where I would just go up and try to rebound my right arm because I couldn't lift my left arm. I could lift it high enough to get a shot off. That was about it. But one night I fell asleep and it just popped out and I couldn't get it back in. And so I had to go to the emergency room. Yeah, then I got it operated on. But I can't tell you how many times it would just pop out and you just reach down, pop it back in and get back on the field. Because
yeah.
Coaches didn't care about that stuff. Suck it up, son. Oh, dislocated finger, no problem. Dislocated shoulder, no problem. Pop. But
yeah, he'll probably miss about 2 rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
4 weeks is what the diagnosis is.
Yeah. That's tough.
Well, and
I mean, luckily, I'd rather it happen now, though, and miss the first round of the playoffs than the last 2 rounds of the playoffs.
And if it winds up being a recurring thing, then, you know, the surgery's come a long way since I had it done. You can be back and going pretty quickly with it.
Right.
So they did all, I mean... I mean, it was like the dark ages when I had mine done. They stuck a pin in the top of my shoulder and then reattached all the ligaments at the top of it and just basically pulled the whole socket in there so hard that you could barely move it. I have no range of motion in that thing even to this day. But now medicine's come so far with stuff like that. They can go in there, they'll clean it up, boom, he'll be like a champ again. But you'd like to have him. You'd like to have him for the Warriors. That's when you need him.
Yep.
Just be healthy for that series. That's all I care about.
Only five of 16 teams are locked into their seeding going into the final day of the NBA season today.
That's kind of bizarre.
It is bizarre. I mean, there's only one playoff spot up for grabs.
Right.
But there's still a lot to be determined today, which is kind of weird, different.
Is it more exciting or no?
I mean, I don't know. It's as exciting. I mean, today should be as exciting as a regular season NBA day can be, right?
It was just because, yeah, there's a lot of seeding to happen.
Like Rockets fans, they're going to be watching Timberwolves Nuggets tonight, aren't
they? Yeah, I guess. But most of it.
They'll probably be keeping an eye on the Spurs game, too, to see what happens there.
I mean, you all know, but everybody knows who, except for one team's going to be out. Otherwise, you're in, so it's just a matter of who you're going to play.
Yeah, but that's what's interesting.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's probably more interesting for teams that aren't the Warriors and Rockets.
Right.
Because then you're thinking, hey, I might be able to win the first round.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah, the Raptors are locked in as the one seed in the East. Celtics locked in as the two. Pacers locked in as the five seed in the East. And then the Rockets and the Warriors locked in at 1 and 2. That's the only five teams who know what seed they are in the playoffs. Hmm. It's pretty wild.
Well, should be a fun night.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch that Nuggets game just out of curiosity.
I'll be interested in that. I'll be keeping an eye on the Spurs. I think there's a lot to watch for tonight, but I'll be also watching that Andre the Giant thing.
So, but there's only
got to commit to that.
Yeah, you need to watch that because.
How long is it?
Like an hour, and it's more than an hour.
Okay.
I don't remember if it's an hour 15 or an hour 28, but it's longer than an hour. And yeah, I don't think there's anything in there that. As an Andre the Giant fan, you don't know.
Does it talk a lot about his boozing?
Not enough. They talk about it. There's like three or four different stories about it. And especially that's kind of why I liked when Billy Crystal and Rob Reiner were talking about him because
right.
They were saying his back was in so much pain, that's why he drank so much.
Yeah.
And I think there was one or two good stories. That was the most interesting thing to me was that stuff. But what I would I think a lot of people what he was and what he meant. And I do because when I was a kid, I saw him wrestle at the Summit. And the one thing that it's kind of different for that I don't think people fathom now, and I don't want to go into you kids today, but I mean, the internet is so great to have. But back then, you know how we figured things out with wrestling? We'd go to the actual matches and you'd buy wrestling magazines. I mean, seriously, I used to buy all the wrestling magazines and read up every story on Andre the Giant and Harley Race and all these guys. Because that was the only way you could get it. And it was like word of mouth. And so it is kind of fascinating that cable television, sort of the rise of cable television and how Vince McMahon was really smart about how he took that thing and how it took off from there. And Andre was kind of at the end of that.
Yep.
But, I mean, for years he was just the guy that everybody paid to go see. And it was. And so they capture that really
well. Like, to me, he's the only one who looked like a real pro wrestler.
Yeah,
like I expected pro wrestling to be like the circus.
Yeah,
and Andre the Giant was he's the only one who was like, oh, then this is a show.
Yeah,
you know,
and
what
that's
I mean?
What he was there to put on a show. And
because like you see guys like Hulk Hogan and you see all those muscles and you're like, man, that's a big strong dude. But then you see him stand next to Andre the Giant and it's like, what is that guy then? Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
But it's you know, they play up a lot of tearjerker stuff in it, which I think is a little overdone, too. But overall, I think you'll enjoy it.
Is there a lot of him talking?
Not a lot, no.
That's good. Because that's when it's always weird for me is when he talks. Because it's...
Because, see, I would have liked to have known how many takes... Because they said that where he... They thought one of the things they talked about with the movie was they thought he would struggle with the dialogue. But his back hurt so bad that he couldn't do a bunch of the scenes the way they wanted him to. And but the dialogue, I wanted to hear
him doing backflips or what?
Well, it's stuff like they wanted to, when the scene where he catches Buttercup, they talk about they actually had to put ropes on her because he couldn't catch her. Because his back was so bad. But the thing that I wanted to hear more about was how many takes it took to do some of those lines.
You know, anybody got the peanut?
It's crazy that his back was so banged up and he was still able to pick up and throw down grown men.
Yeah, well, they talk about that. They really worked around that at the end to make it look better than it was because he just couldn't do stuff. And
but he was still such a big star for them.
That's the thing. You had to put him out there.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff, man.
Hour 25.
Hour 25? I can watch that. I can watch that tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was about that.
All right, guys. It's Golfgate time, and that means It's time for insane savings over there at Gulfgate Dodge. Don't miss your chance to save all month long during the spring sales event going on now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate is your spring savings headquarter Monday through Friday. Every Sunday, that's right, they're open on Sunday. Right now, you get a new 2018 Ram Lone Star Crew Cab 4x2 for only $29.99. Or how about a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4? You can lease it for just $264 a month. Hurry into Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram during the spring savings event. It's going on now. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. The Ram Lone Star Crew Cab plus tax title and license with approved credit. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, 36-month lease with $1,724 down with approved credit. See dealer for details. Offer expire 4/30/2018.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Sure glad the mics weren't turned on there too soon. We were just having a conversation.
Yeah.
About what?
Nothing. Nothing. Hey, I will tell you about sportsmap.com. You know who's on there right now? Joe Blank.
With the two-man game?
No, he's got a new video. Two-man games from yesterday.
Oh.
Today he's got step on the gas, Houston Rockets. Lance has the Astros aren't hitting, so what? Of course, they hit today. But basically, stop panicking, people. Dell had an interesting...
They've lost two games in a row now, right?
Yeah.
I think it's time to panic. Oh,
stop. Stop.
Sound the alarms. The Astros not in first place.
Okay. I'm full panic mode, guys.
All right.
I'll kind of echo what Polillo always says. It's like 10 baseball games are equal to one football game. Yep. And think about how much we overreact to one football game.
Yep.
So, I mean, I noticed you guys were just going nuts with the Ken Giles thing on Twitter last night. And it's just like, really, guys?
I just didn't, I mean.
No, I got your point, but then they just kept going on and on. But it's like
Ken Giles defenders are really adamant about it, which is.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? It's like I got into it with a Rangers fan last year who kept telling me Odor was a better player than Altuve and he'd rather have him any day of the week. And it's just like. Yeah, that's because it's your guy.
Yeah.
You would trade him, your mother, and your sister for Jose Altuve right now. Of course, your mother might be a pain in the butt and your sister, so maybe that's...
The guy yesterday was like, Ken Giles, he said, so we can at least agree that Ken Giles is a top five Major League Baseball closer.
And I said, we can't.
No, I'm not agreeing. You can think that. I don't agree with that. It's...
We either overlove the guys on our team or we overhate them.
That's it.
I mean, that's what you do if you're a fan. Dell has an interesting scenario for you to ponder.
Okay.
Who do you trust more? And he basically lays out two scenarios for you.
Bob McNair.
No, Ken Giles. Bottom of the ninth, Game 7 of the World Series, 5-4 lead, bases loaded, Bryce Harper up. Or... James Harden, Game 7 of the NBA Finals, one-on-one against LeBron James, down 1, 5 seconds left.
I trust Harden more.
I trust Harden more, but I think from an odds perspective, it's easier to get one out.
That's true.
Than it is to make sure you score that basket. It is a tough out, but you know what? He could powder one and just not quite catch it and fly out to the deepest part of center and you win the World Series.
Yeah.
So 15 seconds to go in the James. 15 seconds, a little different. You can get two shots off in that time.
Yeah.
So that might change the odds a little bit.
I'll say this. If there's a situation, if that situation were to occur and like James Harden was like, no, let me ISO here with LeBron James, like just one-on-one, I wouldn't feel good about that scenario.
No, I wouldn't either. If you're only going to get one shot, especially. Yeah, I think I'd trust Giles just because he might accidentally get Harper to pop up.
Yeah.
That's a more likely accident than Harden falling on his butt and throwing the ball up and it going over James. Anyway, that's all on SportsMap. Go check it out, sportsmap.com. Greatest website in the history of the known universe. Getting better and better every day. And I've got some exciting things coming for him. I mean, I'm fired up about this website. Let's try Stuart. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports.
If the Rockets make a run to win the NBA championship, what are the odds it'll be more epic than the Stros World Series run?
It won't be, because it's the first baseball championship in this town, and it'd be too difficult for them to – I mean, they went to a seventh game with the Yankees, seventh game with the Dodgers. I don't think the Rockets can top that. The only thing that can top that at this point is a Super Bowl.
Texan Super Bowl would top it, yes.
Yeah. But that's the only thing.
Yeah, and
and let's face it, the Astros are more beloved here than the Rockets. When they're both winning, like, this is an Astros town.
It's an Astros town because they just won the World Series. This was a Rockets town in the mid-90s, even when the Astros were good. And
because the Rockets were winning championships.
Right, and so, yeah, it's really easy to say it's an Astros town right now. I think the Astros are more beloved because they have more beloved players.
Okay.
I think Altuve is a lovable player. They love Dallas Keuchel. You know, having a guy like Justin Verlander makes a huge difference on this team. Correa is this budding superstar. I mean, those are likable guys. So the Rockets, they're hard to embrace. Now, I love Chris Paul. I always have. I've been a big Chris Paul fan for years. But I think if they – okay, 438. So you're kind of moving back. Like, see, the other one was because you got one of these early, too. I'm telling you, you got two of these this week. You've been sending that guy off to do your bidding like he's some kind of intern or something.
Well,
yeah, that's true. If the Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors and then go on and beat LeBron in the finals, I don't know. And I do think there's a big overlap audience, but there's also different audiences for both. And yeah, I I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a slam dunk, because we just saw the Astros do it and we saw how people reacted. But yeah, but regardless, Texans Super Bowl greater
than. That
tops
it all. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's gonna be interesting. I'd like to see him do it just so I'd have an answer for that question. Now, I don't know how you quantify that either, because if you just go by how big the parade is, well, that's not really fair, because that was the first one for the Astros.
Maybe lines at Academy. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe we figure out.
You can kind of judge that way.
How many audiobooks we sell versus Astros? We could use that. That's how we'll quantify it.
Because the lines at Academy were just insane. Hours, like not even an hour after the game. It was just like immediately after the game, people were just lining up.
See, I can't believe people were sober at that point. So. 713-780-ESPN. Let's see. What do we want to try here? Let's go, Brandon.
There's a lot of calls going on.
Yeah, what are the odds Wednesday? People like to get their odds in.
Hello?
What's up?
Hey, sports.
Hello.
Hello, sports.
Can you hear me?
Okay, hang up on this game. I'm not playing this game today.
You get one of those. You don't get three.
I'm not. Not today, Junior. I'm not dealing with it.
All right, you get to pick the next one then.
Who's that guy been hanging on since the start of the show?
The Bear Jew?
The Bear Jew. Sports Bear Jew.
Woo!
Yeah, okay. See, you shouldn't have let him on.
That's a good call.
Yeah, that's the second time he's done that. I was going to let him hold on the whole show.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that?
Because
he
called in about a year ago and wooed when we were talking about it, so he's permanently banned.
Oh, okay.
And
he's just going to use a different name now.
No, it doesn't matter. He's permanently banned. He doesn't get responded to on Twitter. The only reason I let you do it, because if he didn't do that, I was going to let him come back. But now he's permanently banned again.
How about you, Todd?
Sports,
Todd.
So I know it's Houston and everybody's got a lot of fans. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, and it's reported that Jerry Jones has a meeting with Dez Bryant Friday, and I was wondering, what are the odds that he gets outright cut? I mean, production, Dez, in my opinion, Dez Bryant was drafted to go with Tony Romo. He doesn't compliment Dak. Dak's not a deep ball gunslinger. His production's gone down, injuries, he's getting paid a lot. But with the free agent wide receiver signing this year, I mean, they're getting ridiculous money, so it might make a little more sense to hold on to him.
But, I mean, I think he's at least got to take a cut of some sort or something, especially signing another wide receiver in free agency. I just wanted to really get y'all's opinions on how y'all think that'll go. I'd feel a lot better if Steven was talking to him, because we know how Steven feels about Dez, and we know that Jerry is a big Dez guy. I'm really hoping that they don't extend him and give him new money. But
yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm sort of on I'm in the middle. I don't think they're going to cut him. I don't think they're going to extend him. I think they're just going to let this year play out and just kind of deal with it. I understand the thought process of like, man, I'd really love to just move on from Dez. But the reality is, if you cut Dez Bryant today, the best receiver on your team is Cole Beasley. And I can't take you seriously.
Well, they signed Allen Hurns, didn't they?
Is Allen Hurns going to be healthy?
He is now.
Okay. Well,
He's better than Cole Beasley.
He is better than Cole Beasley.
So
yeah,
but he's not.
The threat of Dez alone, production be damned. The threat of that guy on the other side makes everybody better.
I don't extend him, but I don't ask him to take a pay cut either, because if he doesn't have a great season and you're ready to move on, you can do it next year.
Well, it's just unfortunate, because that 2012 to 14 time frame, the dude dominated.
Yeah.
And then he got a contract, and the Cowboys haven't really been built the same since.
But I'm just going to tell him, treat this as your contract year, because if you come out and you play like you did then, we'll give you an extension. If you don't, we're going to cut you. We'll save $12.5 million next year. And
I almost don't see a scenario where the Cowboys extend Dez, even if he has a great year.
Well, yeah, you could lie to him about it.
All right, guys, let me tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest. It's coming up Saturday, April 28th. It's going to be going on from 2 to 5 p.m. The Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend the day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers you can get here in our great state, including from breweries like Eighth Wonder, Adalbert's, Alamo, Alaskan, Buffalo Bayou, Ballast Point, Deschutes, Galveston Island, Carbach, Lagunitas, Live Oak, Real Ale, Saloon Door, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Shiner, and Southern Star, many, many more. I can't read them all because I only have 1 minute. You can buy tickets now. Advance tickets are $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. $49.95 the day of the event. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music out there all day. Purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com, or you can get them on site at the Kema Boardwalk, all the multiple ticket booths they've got out there. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course, you must be 21 years of age to attend. That's KemaBeerFest.com for the Kema Craft Beer Fest coming up on April 28th.
Do you walk in the meadow of spring? Do you talk to the animals? Do you hold their lives from a string? Do you ponder the manner of things in the dark?
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition.
And we're back on the Blitz. Time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Go check it out. Make sure you get this guy on Twitter responding to Jose about his article.
About wrestling?
Yeah, keep up the good work. There are a few of us wrestling fans out there, regardless of what Fred Fowler might say. When have I not said they're out there, Mark? When have I said you're not out there? However, I will tell you this. I've always said, listen, it's not for me, but I get why people are into it, just like I'm into Game of Thrones. And I think there's the reason it's on the website, which, by the way, guess who runs the website and says it's okay to put that stuff on there and encourage Jermaine to write something about WrestleMania.
Maybe he's getting you two confused, you and AJ.
Maybe, but just for the record, if you're going to put my name on it, get your facts right.
Put some respect.
Yeah. Check your facts.
Well, here's something. There might be a lot of you out there, but you sure aren't reading the articles. Because you know what outperformed both of our WrestleMania articles? My freaking hockey preview.
Yeah.
Hockey outperformed me significantly. So make sure you tell your friends to actually start reading it if you're going to come at me with that. So, Mark TTU.
Oh.
Texas Tech guy.
Guns up.
Yeah. but did we not just spend half a segment on me talking about Andre the Giant? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not whoever Ronda Rousey's fighting now. It doesn't count. Get out of here. I don't know what people are up to. People are asking if there's any hockey plays tonight. I'm not playing any of these first games. I got two futures bets for you. I think Nashville wins the whole thing, but the price is too short. And I was telling AJ this yesterday. I like Winnipeg at 8-1, and I got LA at 14-1. So those are a couple that you might throw a few bucks on to win the whole thing. Because if Winnipeg gets by Minnesota, they'll be the. I think Winnipeg Nashville will be the best series of everything we see this entire time. I think those are the two best teams.
Better than like the Penguins in Nashville.
Yeah. I think Winnipeg's better than the Penguins.
Okay.
They've never won a playoff game, and that's the only thing that gives me pause, because they could go out there and lose to Minnesota. Because it's just they're so talented, though. If they get by that, they're the one team that I think can match up with Nashville. I don't think they'll beat them, but they could. And then Los Angeles always scares me when they get in the playoffs. I have them to beat Vegas plus 105 on that series. I have two series bets for sure of that, and I have San Jose plus 105. So there you go. There's some betting, but I don't have any individual game plays tonight.
Curious if you think, you know, some of these games in the NBA tonight are worth betting on based on motivation, on where teams want to play, where they don't want to play.
Yeah, I think there is some value to be found tonight.
Like, I was thinking about this one, the Portland versus Utah game. Those two teams are tied. Whoever wins tonight is going to be the 3 seed. Whoever loses is, well, could I think whoever loses is the 4, no matter what, no matter what happens with the Pelicans and Spurs. I might be wrong on that, though. But if you had a choice of your second round matchup being against the Rockets or the Warriors, would you care?
Okay. Don't tell anybody else in the city I said this. I'd still rather play the Rockets than the Warriors.
I kind of would too.
I'm not gonna try to manipulate that at this point, because you know it's you. I think you're looking at who do you beat in the first round,
right?
And who would you rather match up with?
And then I started looking at like Philly is a team I would expect to be highly motivated tonight, because if they are the 3 seed, that means they avoid the Cavs in the second round, which I don't think anybody wants to play the Cavs in the second round.
Yeah.
So I just looking at some stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm being silly, but.
But yeah,
that one's interesting, because Philly plays Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's currently slotted in the 6th spot. Philly's right. Current, like, they may be having a full series coming up.
Yeah, I wonder about the. So like, Jerry on his gambling article today, which also on Sports Map, worth checking out. He's all over Thunder first half against the Grizzlies.
Okay,
which is not a bad play, and he's got some other stuff on there if you want to go check it out. I'm, you know, I might lean Kings against the Rockets tonight, especially with an injury there, back right. to back. They've got to just
more
check
cautious.
It in. They're going to just check it in tonight, right? I mean, that's
I would assume.
So, not that the Kings are any good, but I think Vegas agrees, because the number went from Rockets 6.5 to 3.
I'd feed the Kings a heavy dose of, you know. Ryan Anderson and Gerald Green and Tarik Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Career high in minutes.
Yeah.
For those guys. But
is my boy Briante Weber still on the team? That's the guy who should be out there tonight.
But yeah, I might lean that way.
And one thing for the Thunder, Russell Westbrook, if he grabs 16 boards tonight, he'll average a triple-double again for the season.
Okay, so what's the over number on rebounds for Russell Westbrook? Because I'll take the over.
Oh, everybody will like get out
They're
of the way.
Get out of his way, of course.
Yeah,
they are.
You know he's trying to do that. I'll be honest, I would too. I used to be such a stat fiend when I played, especially when you're beating the crap out of teams and they didn't matter. We all did that. We were like, okay, I need 5 rebounds for a double double. You know, miss some shots for me. We're up 33. It doesn't matter. Probably kind of chicken bleep, but
whatever.
Hey, all right, we got a bunch of people on here. What do you want to go?
Let's go with Travis. Hey, sports, Travis.
Hey, gentlemen, sports to you.
Sports to you.
I got a homework for you, actually.
You need to come up
with some billionaires who are interested in buying the Texans. I got a theory here, man. The last time when Les Alexander bought the Rockets, what did we do? Turn around, win 2 Super championships. Jim Crane buys the Astros, a couple years of rebuilding, championship. This new owner of the Rockets, I don't know what the hell his name is, but guess what? Best record in sports. In the NBA. Good legitimate chance of winning the championship. What do y'all think?
I mean, well,
we were joking about this the other day. What we should do is get a group together. If the Rockets win, buy it from Tillman so we can win it next year, then sell it back to him the year after and just kind of do that.
I will say, I mean, we got a new football owner in this town once already. I mean, Bud Adams was here for a while.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah, and then we got Bob McNair.
And nobody's buying the Texans. It's going to be Cal McNair's when Bob's not there anymore. It's staying in his family.
Unless Bob keeps up his current pace and they Donald Sterling him.
Well, but it'll just go to Cal. I mean, they're not going to make him sell a team. That's the thing. It's a little, I don't know. It's a little sad to see that he's turning into this guy that is coming off as this grumpy old man who's fighting with his players and all this stuff. Well, this is a guy that we wouldn't have the NFL without him. I mean, they weren't coming back. And he got all this stuff done, and he brought the team back, and he brought the Super Bowl here twice. The guy was a hero, and this is how he's going to be remembered, is all this stuff near the end of his ownership tenure.
Yeah.
It's a shame. But
Mark says, I guess AJ's the one who verbally eye-rolls every time you bring it up. Mea culpa. So that's – it wasn't Fred. It was me.
Well,
and, yes, I do eye-roll every time adults bring up pro wrestling. No big deal.
See, and
especially ones that argue with me about it on Twitter.
Well, I've
Ronda's probably getting more satisfaction out of her newfound success in WWE than she ever did out of the UFC. Okay.
Well, less stress. I'm sure the money's better.
Yeah. If that's like your end goal, but
I mean, it seems like that's what she wants now.
But we can also agree that there's there's got to be a different level of satisfaction to holding up the UFC championship belt versus a WWE championship. Like, I would imagine Brock Lesnar could give you the same answer. There's a different level of achievement or accomplishment because, like, someone else decides if you're going to be the champion in WWE. Like, there's someone who says, okay, who did Ronda Rousey, who'd she wrestle at WrestleMania? I don't even know.
Despite
Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon. Yeah. So had Vince McMahon decided, Stephanie McMahon, you're going to beat Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Guess what? Ronda Rousey would have lost.
Yeah. I think you can kind of equate it to like Shaq winning a championship in the NBA versus Shaq being on a broadcast team that wins a lot of Emmys, right? It's less stress. I'm sure the money's still decent and he gets to kind of ride out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, different.
Or winning a big 3 championship.
But, well, never mind.
I think that is the dumbest argument I've ever heard on both ends, to be honest with you. Getting the most satisfaction out of something? How do you know? How do you know what Ronda Rousey gets satisfaction out of?
Because
maybe she gets satisfaction out of that giant paycheck she's getting much more than she ever got out of the UFC.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I know this is just silly.
But when you're a lifelong martial artist, don't you think that like there's?
I don't know what she thinks. I know she's crazy. Okay. Well, I have no
I
idea
know
what
she
thinks.
Thinks. I know what anybody who practices martial arts for most of their life is going to be more satisfied winning an MMA title than winning a WWE title.
Might have nothing to do with winning the title. It might have something, everything to do with the damn paycheck.
I'm sure. Well, Ronda.
What do you think Conor McGregor's taking more pride out of, that $100 million he won for getting his ass kicked or winning all the titles in the UFC?
Listen, Ronda was doing fine in the UFC. She's making.
I'm sure she was
making just enough.
I bet she's doing a little better now, though.
She might be.
But I don't know.
She's wrestled once.
I don't know what's in a person's head and what gives them satisfaction. I think that's silly to presume on, more silly on their part, but just as silly on yours. I don't know what gives them satisfaction.
Well, that's why I'm telling you.
You're okay. Welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can mind read Rhonda after all the... I'm sure you would have been great for her to be interviewed by on ESPN. Let's take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.